Hello guys, and welcome to another podcast episode. My name is Henry Peterson, and I've been on here for a while. But for a couple of months now, about 3 months now, we've been absent. But don't worry, don't fret. We haven't finished with this particular season of the podcast yet. We're going to continue right after this weekend. So hopefully the next podcast is going to be from Monday, where I'm going to be introducing new topics and new authors from Manning Publication, and also to continue with the design trivia. I apologize for all that time that's gone by and the delays in continuing with the podcast. But hopefully this week, hopefully the forthcoming week is going to be something very wonderful. Not anything like you've heard before on this podcast. I'd work towards also making sure that I had the environment that permitted me to podcast at any hour or at any time. So the only difficulty that I had throughout the pandemic time is bracing myself for mastering the confidence enough to step up and just do the works and continue with podcasting like I used to, and even better be able to follow through with every topic I've got lined up in the document. I actually document every podcast. There are times that I find the documentation a bit too rigid and then drop it and then just go speaking off the top of my head. And then I find out later on that I said things I didn't like, and I listen back to my podcast and I'd like some parts, I wouldn't like some parts. And I'd want to delete everything, but then also I think about those listening. If it's entirely up to me, I just delete and then re-record and continuously improve this podcast. But I also like to hear from you. So this podcast, this very podcast that you're listening to, is just to open up that forum for you to also express your thoughts or your concerns about this podcast. You can follow me on my Twitter handle at, I think it's going to be in the description of this podcast. I'll leave it in the description of this podcast. You can listen to all the previous ones and everything that you think about it. You can DM me on Twitter. I'm always on Twitter. Not always, but very much connected on there, so that if there's any DMs in my inbox, I should see. And it's also a private Twitter account, so you have to follow. It doesn't matter if you unfollow right away if you decide later on that you do no longer want to follow me. You can I have no questions, and I wouldn't call you out for that. I believe that I speak to an audience, and the right audience that resonate, or the same, vibrate on the same wavelength as I am. So the audience that vibrate on the same wavelength as I do will always follow and loyally follow my tweets and this podcast. And I continue working towards self-improvement and also improving the body of knowledge surrounding the community of UX design and UI design. I know there's so much I've left out, and there is very little that I have shared of my works and my content and everything. I'd been a little bit tight thinking that without the right network and the right setting, giving away too much might be too much for a starter, like me. It's been like a perpetual starter because I'd had to raise funds, and all that you see that I do online and all that you see that I work at is always aimed at towards mobilizing funds to build up my startup and your startup, because I like to include everybody listening, all the stakeholders into this and make it a truly successful startup. So I have a business. I have registered for a long time, but hasn't been really functional as I expected it to. If you care to check up on Hupno Technologies or hupno.com, that is HUPNO.com, you can visit that. But bear in mind, it's just blank, because I had always, just like my own website, I have always wanted it to be ready and functional and have someone behind it managing, have a couple of other people within my team to work and do that. So whilst there was little funds, not that there hasn't been any funds at all, because I've done some pretty much side work, freelance jobs here and there. And what I tend to do was that I was feeling a lot more paranoia with available resources, environment, paranoid, thinking about power situations. So I had to invest huge in securing power and electricity, that's electricity, having constant electricity, having alternative workstations that I can work from, having test devices that I can test solutions from, try to minimize the use of internet as much as possible, in as much as that I'd want to podcast every day. When it comes to work related use of the internet, updates and all that, I'd wanted to cut that to the barest minimum so I can streamline activities as a freelancer in a startup. And yeah, I need to put that out. It is all open. You can voluntarily contribute codes to the projects that are forthcoming, that I'm going to publish pretty soon, so that we can see the changes. We could all see the changes and improvement of this entire enterprise, building the product, like building software product, and what kind of products that I was looking into. I was looking into more data-centric products that had that intelligence at the back end that makes African businesses be able to look through into the future and predict where their future lies, and not just necessarily having to always depend externally on global technologies alone, but making sure that Africans are able to see through the future for themselves, themselves, what is actually good, and an interesting prospect for indigenous enterprises, because I see a lot of global enterprises trampling upon local African enterprises in the future. And it all depends on the data from the local perspective, if they shouldn't have subsequent data, have sufficient data to inform their own decisions, then a lot of things would have will work sustainably for Africans and not just them be accessories. Because in spite of making competition like great and or being a viable market for global enterprises to like expand into, there always are going to be that spot or that spaces that local enterprises need to be hugely responsible for, and up their capacities to And that's how I'm thinking, and that's my thoughts behind setting up a business. And taking time over 6 years, I've kind of not delved into it because I saw it very huge and overwhelming for a startup like me. Just zero, starting from zero, to do. So I was always welcoming, I was always looking forward, but it's always going to be that kind of feeling when you put yourself out there and you're asking people, you're reaching out. And I haven't reached out to a lot of people, but a few people that I reached out to seemed promising. And there were times that I quite remember in 2016, there was an offer, a loan, that was kind of like funding. I was in the dark as to how funding works in general. Like, I wanted some funding, but I didn't know how it worked, how to access funding. And here was I looking through this email with an offer from a venture capitalist somewhere. I will exempt from this podcast, but if you care to find out, I probably put it in one of my future vlogs or blogs, where it's a very good offer about offering $3 million to fund Hapno Technologies. But the issue with me was that I've just started out and I didn't have a team set up, no legal team, no finance team, no, and everything seemed huge. And that's where I began backing off away from that till I've sorted out everything. There was very little I can do because there were pending issues. Already was facing eviction, was on the street because I had very poor finances and backing. Like, from that side, I had very little room to evaluate what the offer meant and how I can really proceed. So if you're wondering why, and you're looking through my profile and you're listening to this podcast and looking through all the contents of my footprints along the web lines or from Google, from everywhere, this is what I've been encountering. And maybe it's some lessons that some new person out there should or already be also learning and figuring out, because it's going to come and you have to be ready and you have to have a lot of things figured out. So I hadn't figured out how to make use of that offer, and there were some requirements. I didn't have a financial backer to go ahead to do do the due diligence to find out whether it is actually legit, and make the necessary fee payment, because there was some venture capitalist fee or some sort that I was told, and I couldn't. It overwhelmed me instantly. Even though I was dreaming big, I couldn't, because I'm not into finance and I'm not into that. So I needed people. I needed help. But from my outlook and the way I seemed, I'm a very basic person, and you wouldn't find me all suit up. I barely like to look glamorous or that sophisticated. I just like wearing my t-shirt, my jeans, and having to walk and catching some breeze, and being just anonymous. Enjoying my anonymity at this time. But I know shortly it's not going to be that anonymous anymore, and I will have to be mounting podiums to explain a lot of the works that I intend doing at Hapno Technologies and other ventures that I might enterprise or get into. I'm always open for partnership. I'm always open for discussions. in this regard. And also looking for forward to having partners, financial partners, legal partners, building a team. And so I'm looking forward to that and looking around. If you're in Ghana, you are Ghanaian in diaspora, Ghanaian based in Accra, anywhere you are not even a Ghanaian, but you kind of want to volunteer, you want to be a part of growth of Habno Technologies and any future enterprises, you can DM as well. You can reach out to me inside my DM on Twitter. So I've said a lot on this podcast, and it's more like I'm rambling. But that has been an update, a global update of everything that has been happening and been going on in my life. As far as web, working on the web and online is concerned. So I've done freelance for a notable number of businesses, but very few because of some conditions and some circumstances. I couldn't bid for more, and I'm that person. I don't bite more than I can chew. I always want to find outlets to have the overflow or the excess pour into, so that it could be useful to have that relationship going on, having that partners to those partners that you can really access jobs to, and also form a network of like-minded people that support and want to see growth with every projection that I'm thinking about, and entirely helpful, mutually helpful to everyone else that is a party to that growth. So how has one other thing that I believe a lot of you will have to or would like to know is how has the pandemic affected me? Well, it's affected me somehow, for a large part of it. It's affected how I'm bidding for jobs, and today or this year would have been that vital year that I would be able to work flawlessly and all that. But it seems to have slowed down, because when you bid for jobs and you don't have so much finance to support yourself over the month, it makes everything quite slow, because the very least jobs that you can bid for within that short time will still require energy, will require buying groceries, paying bills, and all that I spend on these days are mostly internet, groceries, and bills, and the rent. Yeah. And the rest is all about being a genius and thinking up ideas and building things, and that's what I want to be working at. And I will rest this over here. I'll rest this podcast. But this is just a signal to tell or to inform everyone listening who's been loyal listening to this podcast that you're not forgotten, and I'm still very much committed to this podcast. And you can stick around. You may stick around, listen on, and derive value from it, and you may benefit immensely. And also be able to, it's open, and also know that it's open, that you can voluntarily improve this podcast. You can, if you're in this industry and you listen to this podcast and you you find out that you can coach, me, you can be a good mentor to me. Yeah, no matter where we are, we all need help sometimes. And there are people that are way far ahead of us, no matter how expert we are in a various field, that we are, there are always going to be those that are giants. Giants in that sense, that they have done it, they've been through it, they've experienced it, and they know how to navigate through, like, bringing up a startup and making sure that it does not fail, or it does not lack the fueling, so it does not stall. As I've honestly will tell you that my business is stalling, and whenever you expect and you see, you notice a stall, that is when you have to take necessary precautions to make sure that you land safely, and then make sure you repair whatsoever is broken, and you take flight. And today I honestly and I humbly will say that we're just stalling and need help, which I've iterated over and over again. We need help, and that's it. You can reach out, and then we can take it from there. Thank you very much for listening, and have a blessed day, night, or whenever it is that you're listening. God bless you, and catch you again in the next one. Bye for now.